WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, sometimes you just wake up feeling like that Instagram influencer who flawlessly posed in a bikini while sipping on a smoothie. Yeah, not exactly my vibe most mornings, right? But let's talk about something that affects all of us, whether we're rocking those six-pack abs or still figuring out our favorite pair of jeans. Body image. It's a wild world out there, with filters and curated feeds making it feel like everyone else is living in this perfect, sculpted reality. But let me tell you, folks, that's just smoke and mirrors. Developing a positive body image isn't about striving for some unattainable ideal. It's about learning to appreciate your incredible, unique vessel for all it does for you. First things first, stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, unfollow those accounts that leave you feeling less than. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, with their own struggles and triumphs. Comparing ourselves just sets us up for disappointment and negativity. Focus on your own progress. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that every body is beautiful in its own way. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how our brains can be pretty mean sometimes? Ugh, I hate these thighs, or my arms are so flabby. When those voices creep in, push back, recognize them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. Replace those nasty self-criticisms with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I'm strong and capable, or I love the way my body moves. You deserve to feel good about yourself. Now, let's talk about gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate your body for what it can do. Can you dance? Walk in nature? Give someone a hug? These are amazing things. Shift your focus from how your body looks to all the incredible things it allows you to experience. Fuel your body with nourishing foods that make you feel energized and happy. We're not talking about restrictive diets or deprivation here, just real whole foods that give your body the nutrients it needs to thrive. Think fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Treat yourself, but don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Lastly, remember that true beauty comes from within. Confidence, kindness, compassion, these are qualities that truly shine. Focus on developing those inner strengths, and they'll radiate outwards, making your body image journey all the more empowering. Ever get caught scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to those seemingly perfect bodies? Yeah, I've been there too. It's like looking at a highlight reel of other people's lives. All the smiles, the flawless outfits, and those perfect bodies that make you wonder, what am I doing wrong? But remember, behind every curated post is a real person with their own insecurities and struggles. They're just as human as we are, maybe even more so because they're putting on a show for the world. Take Sarah, my friend, who used to spend hours agonizing over her flawed reflection in the mirror. She felt pressured to conform to these unrealistic beauty standards, constantly comparing herself to models and influencers. But then she realized something. She was living life for likes instead of for herself. So, Sarah decided to take a step back from the social media frenzy. She started focusing on her own journey, celebrating her strengths, and practicing self-love. She joined a hiking group, discovered a love for pottery, and started seeing her body as a vessel for adventure and creativity. Now, she radiates confidence and happiness. not because of some external validation, but because she's finally comfortable in her own skin. So, remember, your worth isn't determined by how many likes you get or how much your Instagram feed resembles a fashion magazine. You are beautiful, unique, and worthy of love just the way you are. Celebrate those imperfections. They make you who you are. This is all about creating a positive relationship with your body, one that's built on self-acceptance, gratitude, and genuine happiness. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Take small steps, celebrate your wins, and remember that you deserve to feel good in your own skin. Now go out there and rock that world. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. And if you found this helpful, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep decluttering those negative thoughts and embracing the awesome person you are. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.